My next guest is a Radio 1 DJ and a charity mountaineering hero. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Mr. Chris Moyles. Chris, great to have you here. Great to have you back on the show. Of course, as I'm sure you can work out, that was quite some effort he put in there. Chris is still recovering from that epic climb up Kilimanjaro. Congratulations on that, of course.
Go on.
Well, I believe when he first arrived to acclimatise, he spent the first few days in Africa insisting on living in a traditional hut. I believe they call it the Pizza Hut. Is that correct? Should we get my final guest out, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
I think he's sure he's got that desperate look in his eyes that can only mean we've run out of Twiglets in the green room. Will you please welcome Mr. Chris Moyles? Ladies and gentlemen, hey Chris, great to see you.
How are you?
Well, let's should get Kilimanjaro out of the way. Are you getting tired of talking about it? Because everyone wants to speak to you about it, I guess, still.
I'm just concerned that we're just boring everybody. Well, friends especially. Because you kind of talk about it. It's such an amazing thing to do, is to stand, as they call it, on the roof of Africa, to go all the way up there and stand on the roof. And it's amazing. It's brilliant and it's... But I just find myself boring everybody about it.
Why? What are you saying that? What do you find that you find that you want to share? What do you find that you have
well,
to help with?
Well, I just kind of people. I decide every day since I got back. It's been about 2.5 weeks. Every day I get back and I go right. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. And I say to myself, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. And I get in a cab and a cab driver goes, "How was it up that mountain?" And I go, "Well, the weird thing is about altitude sicknesses." And I start launching into it and I just think, "Oh God, and I'm doing it again." And it's only. Let's be honest. It's a big hill.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
But, you know, a lot of people thought, and I'm sure you were aware of this, because you're, and I know you're obviously pretty fit and you obviously managed, but a lot of people thought you wouldn't make it, I think, because
really?
You were... Well, I think that was the... Well, because you look less in shape than the others.
What?
Well, you know, when you look at little Wiry Ronan...
Me?
Yes. Chris.
Where's this guy? Seriously?
Because you've lost weight, but you were quite chunky before you went, weren't you?
Me? No.
How much did you lose up there?
I lost a stone in a week.
A week? Wow.
Yeah, which is... It's... I mean, I wouldn't recommend it if anybody's thinking about, oh, that'll do me. Yeah. I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
And that was just the sort of strain of doing it and the exercise and burning the calories.
Yeah, and you don't eat a lot and you can't binge or anything. And the guys were saying they reckon you burn about 5,000 calories a day.
Wow.
On the walk. Because it's 7-8 hours of walking and scrambling and then having soup for your lunch and stuff. And
did you come away with a favourite person to walk with? Did you come away with one particular person whose company you enjoyed the most?
Do you know what? I'm very, very... As many people are, I'm very, very fond of Gary Barlow. Yeah. But Gary Barlow on the television in Take That is, you know, he does his thing and he's great. Gary up the mountain, he had a trapped nerve in his back. Oh. So he was in a lot of pain, like a real lot of pain. Yeah. So he was on a couple of painkillers, what could have been every kind of 20, 25 minutes. And it just made him a little bit, and I can't think of a better word than dopey. Right? So he'd be walking and he kind of walks. Can I stand up?
Well, before you do, because he speaks, well, they're halfway there now, so I better let you carry
on. Now what do I do? Now we've got a problem.
I'm very tempted to turn the boat device on right now. Just to see. Let's see how your balance is after the mountain.
Okay.
Let's see if you can manage this. That's pretty good work.
I've got to be honest, when I was getting dressed for tonight's show, this isn't what I had in mind. Now, is this like the one on Towers? Will it keep going until, like, a certain angle?
You know what I'll be like? I like the fact that if we're just doing this, if someone's just tuned into the show now, they'll have no idea what's going on.
I could stay like this for the whole interview.
You couldn't.
You do start to feel a bit sick.
Yeah, you do start feeling sick, don't you? Shall I turn it off? Or would you like to be the first person to vomit live on the show?
I can do with losing a bit more weight. Let Maybe I'll do that.
I'll try and time it.
That's
not nice, is it?
No.
OK, so, Gary, you're talking about he's on painkillers and he's a bit dopey anyway. And you're right, he does sound to me, when you listen to him speaking, he does sound like he's just escaped from Wallace and Gromit or something, doesn't he? He's got that kind of accent.
Yeah, he's very... He's kind of like he's slowed down a little bit. And so I love Gary a lot, I really do. And it was all his idea. So Gary, he squints his eyes, so he always kind of looks at you as if you're a little bit far away from what his eyes can handle. And he goes... You know what? All this walking, not really a good idea, is it? Gary, it was your idea. And he pauses for about 5 seconds and goes, I know. He sleeps a lot. This is absolutely true. And if anybody was listening to the show or what we talked about, he sleeps It's unbelievable. I don't know whether it's just because he was on tablets or... But I get the feeling he likes to sleep.
He's a sleepy fella.
And every time we got to camp, a lot of us would get changed and then go and have a cup of tea or just wander around. He would always go for a little sleep and then would wake up 2 hours later and say pretty much every day, I dozed off then for a minute. Gary, you went for a sleep. You mean 2 hours. 2 hours. I went for a sleep, Gary. A sleep's a good idea. I should go for a sleep. It's like, and he's telling us, he told us a story one time that he was on tour, I think he's somewhere in Europe, and he gets to a hotel and it's during the day. And he checks in, he goes straight into the shower, he gets his clothes off, has a shower, comes out, dries himself, and stands at the end of the bed, just falls straight back onto the bed, starkers, like you often do. And he falls asleep. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's lying there asleep. And then he wakes up and it's 7 o'clock at night. And the curtains are drawn, and there's a bowl of fruit. His clothes have been tidied up and put over the door. And he just thought, well, I better tip that maid when I'm leaving.
It was a remarkable feat. Congratulations. You raised...
Thank you.
I think, was it £3.5 million?
£3.5 million we
That's
raised.
That's remarkable. I think we should...
Thank you, everyone.
Else who did that work. And Gary Barlow, whose idea was it?
Yeah, Gary's great.
He's just a lovely bloke. Here, have a look at this. This is the Kilimanjaro experience condensed for you.
I know, with the rap though, we did it, but everybody was so generous in donating, all the radio listeners and everybody else. And we wanted to raise $1 million, and we raised £3.5 million. And especially this time of year, you know, well, yeah. No one's got any money.
And with the money going largely, I mean, I know that particular was allocated to nets to prevent.
Yeah, mosquito
malaria.
Nets.
That's
yeah.
Save tens of thousands of lives.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, they're trying to wipe out malaria. They're just trying to get rid of malaria, which still kills a child every 30 seconds in parts of Africa, which is just. It's just disgusting. And if they can get rid of it, I mean, you know, it's... climb a mountain for a week and try and be part of something great like that.
And on a personal level, what a great sense of achievement, I would have thought, for you to be standing up there, because I'm sure you never thought you would climb a mountain, ever, did you? Was it something on your list of things to do, or had you ever occurred to you, or had anyone ever said, you know what, you should climb a mountain, or had you ever thought, I'll go on a mountain climbing holiday, or never a mountain experience of some sort? You ever thought... A mountain was in your future. Now it was in your past, of course, but before you did it occur to you that a mountain was indeed, even just that feeling of why, because it's there. You know what I'm thinking? There's a mountain, let's climb it. You never thought that. On holiday, I imagine you're more by the pool, snacks and a cocktail kind of guy, not a mountain climbing individual. Regardless of the prodding that might have gone on from your better half saying, I'm bored, let's climb a mountain. You go, why? We've got TVs.
No, I did actually, yeah. I've always wanted to climb a mountain.
Well, I'm glad I asked. Let me ask you about what's going on with Radio 1, what's going on with you on Radio 1, because, of course, as you know, Chris is probably the country's foremost premier DJ. Breakfast show star, of course, he's on the radio. He hasn't got a trailer quite as good as this, I don't think.
Listen, there's a message going out to all the Moors fans gathered in the house. Chris is on form, chat's gonna fly. If it doesn't, We'll reconsider booking him next time.
You see, that was the kind of reference you being on the show as well. That's a trial. We'll probably cut that.
Who made those?
It's Pete in the office. He just had a couple of spare hours.
Pete in the office?
Yeah.
So you wanted some professional jingles made. You called Pete in the office.
But your jingles are rubbish on your show. Who makes your jingles?
How rude!
Well, they are.
They're brilliant. They're using some of the best session musicians and singers in the country.
Who makes them?
There's a, my friend, you don't make me say his name.
Whose ideas are they?
Then my friend makes them, and he has a friend.
They're your jingle.
Well, no, they're mine and my friend Sandy Beach.
Sandy Beach is not a real person.
Sandy Beach is a real person.
Is he a friend of Robin Banks, by any chance?
He is. No, but he is. This is true, but he is friends with Dusty Rhodes.
OK, you're still there, you're doing the breakfast show. Every now and then I'll read something on the paper saying, Chris might have to go, is he too old for Radio 1?
Yeah, apparently.
Can he keep going? And is that a genuine thing? Is that what's happening? Do you know what's happening there?
Do you know, you may find this hard to believe, but sometimes the newspapers just write stories and make things up.
No.
Or write things to kind of aggravate people. So, yeah, while I was away, apparently we're all too old now to be on Radio 1.
But that's not the case at all. They're not.
No, it's not the case at all. And everything's great. The figures are doing well. And I love being there. I love it. It's 5 years.
But you are the longest standing...
Almost, race. Yeah. If we get to the end of the year, if we get to Christmas, we'll be the longest running breakfast show on Radio 1, which is remarkable.
You know, I'm amazed. When I tune the show, it always sounds fresh, it always sounds exciting. I'm not just saying this because you're here. It always sounds like you're engaged with it and you do what hours every day. You come in there and you're hours and you've got those terrible jingles to work around and still you seem excited and enthused and you have to play the bang bang music for the kids, which clearly you don't like.
I'm sorry, I play the what?
The bang bang music. That was DJ Mickey Mickey. Or, you know, that kind
we
of
We played
stuff.
That this morning. DJ Mickey Mickey.
Blah, blah. You know, that kind of stuff. You like that kind of stuff? What kind of stuff do you listen to?
I've no idea what that kind of stuff is.
Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. It was all that kind of level
it's
of noise.
It's not.
That's number one at the moment, I believe.
Yeah, that is. You're right, that is. No, we don't. You know, there's a lot of good music around at the moment. We play some good stuff and we don't play a lot of songs on the show.
A lot of chat. You do a lot of chat.
There's a lot of chat, yeah. Okay. The songs are just there for toilet breaks and, you know, so people can get in the shower and stuff.
Hey, Chris is back on our TV screens. I saw your show on Sunday night on Channel 4.
Yeah, you watched it.
Now, what's it called?
Chris Moyle's Quiz Night.
Chris Moyle's Quiz Night. It kind of does exactly what it says on the can. Yeah. You had Barbara Windsor on, which is a fantastic
show. Do you know what? She's just so lovely. And do you know what? It's really funny. Is Peter Doherty in there. When Barbara kind of went to the interview, we were all kind of saying how lovely she is. She's so lovely and kind. And Peter and Barbara said hello to each other, and Barbara's going, oh, Peter's so kind. It's like one big loving in that room. Everybody's... it's really sweet. But she was on the show. She was great. Yeah. She was really good.
Now, who you got on this week? You have, I believe you have David Walliams on, don't you?
Yeah, that's going to be fun. David Walliams, you know what David's like.
He's a great character.
He's good. He's always good for a laugh. David Walliams and Ronan Keating... from the mountain.
Yeah.
There might be a few mountain people through the series. Because while I was up there, I knew the series was coming up. They've got nowhere to go. Ronan, come on the show. Day two. I'll come on the show.
You beat them down.
Yeah, so they're going to be on the show.
You know what? I think you've never looked so relaxed on TV. When you came on Comic Relief that night as well, you looked so relaxed out there. What was that first show you did on TV way back when?
I did a show for UK Play, which doesn't even exist anymore. It was one of the first digital channels.
I don't remember. What was the one where you took over from Chris Evans? What was that one you did?
Chris produced it, yeah. It was called Live with Chris Moyles. It was meant to be called Chris Moyles Live, right?
Yeah.
And up until about a week before we went live, it was every night, 5 nights a week from a pub, and it sounded like a great idea at the time. And it was called Chris Moyles Live. Just before we went on air, about a week before... they changed it to Live with Chris Moyles. And I got really paranoid and went, that means they can take my name out and put somebody else's name in. That means they're not 100% confident about the show. And if it's Chris Moyles Live, it's my show. But if it's Live with Chris Moyles, they can take me out and replace me with somebody. And I remember Sophie, my friend John, you're so paranoid. Don't be so ridiculous. And 3 months later, I got dropped and they replaced the name with somebody else. And I was absolutely right. So you know, I put my name first this time round.
I wouldn't have thought you would be a nervy kind of guy or a paranoid kind of guy or worried about that kind of thing. You seem so confident.
No, in real life, I'm a mess. I'm a gibbering mess.
But that is, people would be surprised. That maybe they think, but it's that is the truth. You are quite fairly shy, yeah. Fairly nervous.
I've got nothing to say to anybody. I'm awful. I'm socially inept. I'd never go to parties or meet new people. I'm just a nightmare.
You just can't do it, or you put your foot in it, or what?
I don't like people. I have a lot to say every day on the radio, and I feel very comfortable in that environment. And then you meet people, and I don't have anything to say.
I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. We're here. I love chatting to people. And I go, it's great. We had great fun. You must hook up. And then when people come to my house, I'm like, please go.
we've had this conversation before, and ironic because since I was last on the show, we swap numbers and we talk a bit on the phone and stuff.
Which is fine. On the phone, it's fine. I'm hanging on the phone because I can always pretend I've got something. No, sometimes people, I have to go. I get called away sometimes.
I know you pretend, it's fine.
Okay, let's have a look. This is Chris. We can't show you a clip of this coming week's show because it hasn't been recorded yet. It's a really topical. This is the first edition of Chris Moyles Quiz Night on Sunday night on Channel 4. Don't miss it.
Next question was the sketch thing. Yeah. I had no idea what that was.
No,
anybody get that?
No idea.
Mark,
anybody,
what did you put? What did you write, Mark?
I was drawing Garfield, but I wrote badminton.
You drew Garfield and wrote badminton. If it's up there, I'll give you the money myself. That's like, that's very funny. Let's have a look at the answer. The answer was, of course, Prince Charles's Eco Tour of the Amazon. I don't know, that's rubbish. Prince Charles has never worn a bikini, as far as I'm...
That's not Camilla either.
No, it's not. No. She wears much nicer suits. But they do have a crocodile that they do wash in rivers.
I love it. It's great fun. I think you've never been better. Barbara looks like a teenager.
Oh, she's great.
Now, here's the thing. Chris, when you first started on radio, I didn't like you very much.
I know.
But over the years... Well, I didn't. I thought, who's this bloke? But now, over the years, and I listened to it, and I grew to like your style, and perhaps your style became better. I don't know. But it's certainly... now, I can't imagine Radio 1 without you in the mornings, and I wouldn't want it to be the case. And I'll open it on when I'm driving the kids to school. It's a great start to the day. I hope you stay there for as long as you want to. I think you'll be there for many
years. Thank you very
much. Great to have you on. I'll be watching this show Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Moyles.